नमो भगवते। We implore the road, we bow to thee with our all beings. Make us divine, make us divine, make us divine. We are taking Ayurvedic education, health education. According to Ayurveda, what is the aim of our life? Physical fitness, mentally happiness, and spiritual progress. For spiritual progress, for mentally happiness, for physical health, hitahitam sukham dukham ayustasya hitahitam tasya cha manam cha proktam ayurveda sa uchyate. What is the aim of Ayurveda? Rogastu dosa vaisamyam samyam prakruti uchyate. Aim of Ayurveda, prevention and cure. This body is a human being. Human being is a divine being. And Ayurveda is a user guide. If we follow Ayurveda rules and regulation, if we use this user guide in our life, we have no any disease. If disease comes, we are able to cure to help of Ayurvedic lifestyle, Ayurvedic herbs, Ayurvedic purification. Sarvochya paratpara chetana sachidanand. It is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. To its opposite and lies this jada panchbhautik jagat. Our body is a jada panchbhautik jagat, five elements. According to Sri Aurobindo and the mother, our body is a sacred pedestal, a temple worthy of our ultimate care and devotion. It is a divine instrument upon the earth. Every being on this earth has a purpose of life. To be able to fulfill that divine purpose, to be able to become a successful instrument of the divine, our body needs to work with us. It needs to be healthy and receptive at each moment. Ayurveda is a sure way to achieve these. Ayurveda, Ayuhu, life, Veda, science. Ayurveda is a science of life. Ayurveda means longevity of life, the science to live a healthy and long life by following a regular life and healthy diet. It is an ancient way of life, of working with the nature, since human being is finally a part of nature's creation. Hence, at every point in life, every human being needs the help of nature around to be able to live and survive the sun, oxygen, water, food, herbs, etc. Around us, every living creature that we see follows a particular cycle of life, a regular discipline, a specific time of eating, sleeping, mating, building, shelter, etc. When any animal is tired or stressed out, it immediately takes rest and doesn't move until it has completely recovered. This is the unbreakable rule of nature, of life. We human beings, with our so-called busy schedule, hardly provide time for that because of which we are alive, our own body. The ancient physician noticed that animals choose to eat certain plants when they were sick, which may have suggested to them the beginning of the healing art and practical tips on medical therapy. All nature is made up of five elements: earth, air, fire, water, ether. Therefore, the foundation of Ayurveda was laid on the basis that since the human being was also made up of the five elements mentioned above, illness was only a sign of imbalance of one or more of these elements within our body. Ayurveda, therefore, was a means to bring all these elements in balance to restore the health of our body. Ayurveda is an ancient healing system, the one that requires the help of nature alone to heal oneself. The written tradition of this science appeared in the Atharva Veda, 1500 BC. Ayurveda, according to Charak Sanhita, prevention is better than cure. Charak Rishi, an ancient physician, said, Yatha Brahmande Tatha Pinde. Whatever is in the nature is within us. Ayurveda reveals an early holistic approach to healing. Health is Sanskrit is swastha, swa meaning self, astha meaning existence. Thus, when a person is capable of existing by oneself, without depending on someone else or medicines, one is called swastha or healthy. Holistic means whole in totality. Ayurveda is the knowledge of etiology. Cause of a disease or abnormal condition, symptomatology. The symptoms of the disease, therapeutics, treatment of the disease. In order to cure a person or live a healthy life, it is important to know all the different aspects involved in a human being. Every human being has many layers of which he or she is made up of all these layers along with the human body make up a person and his or her personality. A human being is not just the physical body that one sees. The body is only the external cover for a person. It is our costume. Every human being is made up of four beings: physical being, material being, the human body, vital being, pran, the emotions, the feelings of a human being, mental being, mind, the rational and reasoning part of the human being, thoughts and decision, psychic being, the real self, the sacred part of the divine that exists within each person. The mother's definition of health. Health is a harmonious functioning of the physical, vital, mental, and spiritual beings. Illness is the manifestation of internal disharmony. Health in totality or holistic health means harmony among the five elements, harmony among the four beings. The role of medicine. The ancient Rishi Atreya says that the role of medicine is only to help nature. He further explains it with an example. If a man slips down on the way, he may raise himself after some time and with some difficulty. But if some fellow traveler offers him support, he would rise in a shorter time and with less difficulty. In the same way, the cure is given by nature itself. The medicine only helps in the process. Thus, with the help of the natural medicines and herbs, if the maintenance of healthy and disciplined daily life, all illness and diseases are completely curable. Principles of Ayurveda. According the principles of Ayurveda, suppressing natural herbs is considered unhealthy and can cause illnesses. For example, suppressing the urge to sneeze can cause shoulder pain. Controlling the liquid coming out from the nose can cause severe sinus and ear problems. Controlling the urge to cough can cause liquid to block the lungs. Controlling the urine can cause kidney, nephrons, bladder, and urinary tract infections, and stones can be formed. Controlling the excretion can cause severe gas and breathing problems. However, people are also cautioned to stay within the limits of the reasonable balance and measure when following nature's urges. For example, emphasis is placed on moderation of food intake, sleep, and sexual intercourse. Thus, balance and measure must be ensured during intake and the outgoing products from the body must never be delayed or controlled. Help from nature. In a state of disorder, nature takes initiative to effect cure. For example, if one takes a harmful substance, he would vomit reflexly or diarrhea may occur. Through ignorance of the natural initiative, vomiting and diarrhea are checked immediately by administering potent drugs. Ayurveda warns against this. In fever, for a week, no drug should be given and the patient should be kept on fasting or light diet. Fever occurs when the body recognizes a foreign particle such as bacteria, virus, and starts its fight against it through the immune system of the body. Thus, attempt to reduce the fever may disturb the body's own fighting capacity. Similarly, in cases of vomiting, diarrhea, internal hemorrhage, etc., they should not be checked in the beginning, as it may cause disorders. However, if in some cases the mala excretion is not properly eliminated, it should be done with help of medicines if necessary. Constipation is one of the main causes of most the disease. Rogah sarve api mande agnau sutram udrani cha ajirnan malinaschaiva jayante malasanchayat. Five elements, bhutash. As mentioned earlier, the living body is composed of the five bhutas, and the diet and the medicines are composed of the same. So they influence the body. These are organized in 10 pairs of antonyms: heavy or light, cold or hot, unctuous or dry, dull or sharp, stable or mobile, soft or hard, non-slimy or slimy, smooth or coarse, minute or gross, and viscous or liquid. So earth, water, fire, wind, and ether. Earth is a prithvi, water is a jal, fire is a agni, wind is a vayu, ether is a akas. These five elements we have in human and in everywhere in nature. Akash, ether. Akas is the open space in channels and vessels which transport food materials and metabolic products. If there is any lack of space due to any cause, it may lead to an obstruction in the circulation, which is known as srotorodha. Vayu, wind. Vayu is important. It is a vata, as it is related to respiration and prana. It is also an agent for transporting materials. If there is a full space, nice space. Vata is moving nicely. Agni, fire. Agni is the principle of conversion and assimilation, adhan, on which digestion and metabolism depend. Without the proper amount of Agni, one will not feel hungry, nor will one be able to do any work. It is called Pitta also. Agni is a process. If there is a proper Agni, enzymes, Pitta, in our body, everything convert, process is normal. Jala, water. All body fluids are in principle water. Therefore, the easy circulation of blood, food, enzymes, etc. One must drink enough quantity of water daily, else there are chances of blockages occurring and thereby causing disease to strike. Prithvi, earth, all the solid tissues of the body, such as muscles, organs, vessels, bones, fat, etc., represent the earth element, which is the heaviest and is the basic material for body weight. Remedial measures of Ayurveda. In remedial measures, Ayurveda has utilized all the provisions of nature. If we cure earth, water, fire, air and sunlight, we have to utilize and now prakriti or dosha. Dosha is that which is one of the component of the life force, prana, and plays a causative role in physiology and pathology. Prakriti, the human nature, derived genetically and also influenced by conditions in the intrauterine life, life in the womb of the mother. According to Ayurveda, there are three doshas, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. These are the three eternally present functions in the human body. A balance of the doshas results in health, while imbalance results in disease. The doshas are balanced when they are equal to each other. Each human possesses a unique combination of the doshas which define this person's temperament and characteristics. Each person should modulate their behavior or environment to increase or decrease doshas and maintain their natural state. What is Vata? Vata, all the motions, transportation, and electromagnetic activities are controlled by Vata. It is a movement. Without Vata, no movement in human, in nature, in anywhere. Enthusiasm, inspiration, expiration, movements, normal processing of substances, and normal elimination of excreta is the normal function of Vayu, Vata, or wind. Vata Prakruti has predominance of Vata characterized by less sleep, lean and thin body, excessive movements, instability in body and mind. What is Pitta? Pitta represents the fire principles and is such is concerned with processes of conversion, consumption and other chemical changes taking place in the living body. Our vision, digestion, heat, hunger, thirst, softness in body, luster, cheerfulness, and intellect is the normal functioning of Pitta. Pitta Prakruti is characterized by excessive perspiration, aversion to heat, intelligence, intolerance, overpowering attitude and wrathfulness. What is Kapha? Kapha is the principle of water and such as maintains the body. Body fluid controls growth and strength in the body. Unctuousness, grease, binding, firmness, heaviness, potency, strength, forbearance, restraint, and absence of greed is the normal function of Kapha. Kapha Prakruti is strong, well-built, handsome, stable, and has tolerance and perseverance. Now, bhutas, elements, and dosas, nature. The three dosas and the elements of which they are composed. Vata is composed of ether and air. Pitta is composed of fire and water. Kapha is composed water and earth. Dhatu. What is Dhatu? It is a tissue. Ayurveda names 7 basic tissues, Dhatu, which make up the body. Plasma, it is Ras. Blood, it is Rakta. Muscles, it is Mass. Fat, it is Med. Bone, it is Asthi. Bone marrow, it is Majja. Semen, it is Sukra. Rasa is a zinc metal. Brakta is a iron metal. Mamsa is a copper metal. Meda is a brass metal. Asthi is a bronze or German metal. Majja is a silver metal. And semen, Shukra, is a gold. It is our pure gold. And that's why Ayurveda's 3 pillars of health, food, sleep, and celibacy. Without purpose, if human body connect doing sex, we lost our pure gold. Components of Ayurveda. Chikitsayam Ashtanga Yogam. There are 8 components of Ayurveda first found in the Mahabharata. They are Kai Chikitsa. Inside the Kai Chikitsa, general medicine, medicine of the body. Kaumara Bhrutya, the treatment of children, pediatrics. In Kaumara Bhrutya, आयुर्वेदिक कौमार मृत्यु, आयुर्वेदिक पीडियाट्रिक्स स्टार्ट्स बिफोर बर्थ फ्रॉम गर्भ संस्कार, कपल एजुकेशन एंड कपल प्यूरिफिकेशन बिफोर कंसीव्ड चाइल्ड, शल्य तंत्र, सर्जिकल टेक्निक्स एंड द एक्सट्रैक्शन ऑफ फॉरिन ऑब्जेक्ट्स, शालाक्य तंत्र, ट्रीटमेंट ऑफ एलिमेंट्स अफेक्टिंग ईयर्स आईज नोज माउथ एटसेट्रा, इट इज अ ईएनटी, भूत विद्या, पेसिफिकेशन ऑफ पजेसिंग स्पिरिट्स एंड द पीपल हुज माइंड्स आर अफेक्टेड बाय सच पजेशन, अगध तंत्र, टॉक्सिकोलॉजी, रसायन तंत्र, रिजुविनेशन एंड टॉनिक्स फॉर इंक्रीजिंग लाइफ स्पान, इंटेलेक्ट एंड स्ट्रेंथ, वाजीकरण तंत्र, एफ्रोडिसेक्स एंड ट्रीटमेंट्स फॉर इंक्रीजिंग द वॉल्यूम एंड वायबिलिटी ऑफ सीमेन एंड सेक्सुअल प्लेजर, दिस इज एट योग, एट पार्ट ऑफ आयुर्वेद ट्रीटमेंट. डायग्नोसिस, हाउ वी कैन डायग्नोस इन आयुर्वेदा, आयुर्वेदिक डॉक्टर्स रिगार्ड फिजिकल एग्जिस्टेंस, मेंटल एग्जिस्टेंस एंड पर्सनालिटी एज ए यूनिट विथ ईच एलिमेंट बीइंग एबल टू इन्फ्लुएंस द अदर्स. दिस इज अ होलिस्टिक अप्रोच यूज्ड ड्यूरिंग डायग्नोसिस एंड थेरापी एंड इज अ फंडामेंटल एस्पेक्ट ऑफ आयुर्वेद. अनदर पार्ट ऑफ आयुर्वेदिक ट्रीटमेंट सेज दैट देर आर चैनल्स स्रोतस विच ट्रांसपोर्ट फ्लूइड एंड दैट द चैनल्स कैन बी ओपन्ड अप बाय वेरियस ट्रीटमेंट्स टू बी डिस्कस्ड लेटर. अनहेल्दी चैनल्स कॉज डिसीज़. होलिस्टिक डायग्नोसिस, अ होलिस्टिक डायग्नोसिस टेक्स इनटू कंसीडरेशन ऑफ द फैमिली, द पेशेंट, हीज और हर सोशल इंस्टीट्यूशंस एंड हेल्थ ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस. देयरफॉर देयर आर फोर एस्पेक्ट्स टू अ कंप्लीट डायग्नोसिस, फिजिकल डायग्नोसिस, साइकोलॉजिकल डायग्नोसिस, सोशल डायग्नोसिस, स्पिरिचुअल डायग्नोसिस. फिजिकल डायग्नोसिस, दिस कंसिस्ट ऑफ फिजियोलॉजिकल और फंक्शनल डायग्नोसिस. दिस इंक्लूड्स वेरियस डिग्रीज ऑफ सिस्टम फेल्योर. एनाटॉमिकल डायग्नोसिस, दिस इंक्लूड्स द ऑर्गेनिक और स्ट्रक्चरल चेंजेस दैट टेक प्लेस इन द ह्यूमन बॉडी. पैथोलॉजिकल डायग्नोसिस, दिस इंक्लूड्स द पैथोलॉजिकल प्रोसेसेस लाइक इन्फेक्टिव, डीजनरेटिव, न्यूप्लास्टिक रिलेटिंग टू अ ट्यूमर एटसेट्रा, रिस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर ब्रिंगिंग अबाउट द स्ट्रक्चरल एंड फंक्शनल चेंजेस. इटियोलॉजिकल डायग्नोसिस, दिस इंक्लूड्स द स्पेसिफिक कॉजेस फॉर द डिसीज. डायग्नोसिस ऑफ कॉम्प्लिकेशंस, दिस इंक्लूड्स द कॉम्प्लिकेशंस ऑफ द बेसिक इलनेस. Association of other illnesses. This includes the various other illnesses which affect the body together. Psychological diagnosis. This consists of maladjustments and disharmony at different levels of one's personality. By talking to the patient, the doctor understands the basic nature of the person's personality and the problems associated with it. For example, if a person is depressed, various illnesses can influence the body, which are basically psychosomatic, such as headache or backache. Thus, by determining the exact mental status of the person, the doctor can conclude the diagnosis along with the symptoms of the person. Thus, in such cases, instead of trying to treatment the person's headache by giving painkiller, counseling sessions, and other mind-calming treatments and medicines are given which can cure the root cause of the problem. Ayurveda thus treats the cause of the illness or the disease instead of just treating the symptoms. Social diagnosis. It concerns with the adjustment or maladjustments of an individual of various factors such as socio-economic, moral, ethical, cultural. In many cases, a person is in imbalance because he or she has to follow certain social or cultural restrictions. The person's mind doesn't want to follow, but the person is still forced to follow the social rules. This causes a mental imbalance leading to various physical problems. Spiritual diagnosis. Spiritual diagnosis is not easy to make since it brings in the healer and the sick in a very close relationship. The healer has to be very well versed and aware of his own inner being. The parameters of spiritual health are not well defined and cannot be qualified. As sweetness cannot be defined unless actually tasted. So the finest qualities of a human being, such as kindness, sincerity, magnanimity, benevolence, and many others cannot be qualified, although appreciated. 8 physical ways to diagnose. Ayurvedic practitioners approach diagnosis by using the 5 senses. For example, hearing is used to observe the condition of breathing and speech. The study of the lethal points or marma. Marma is of special importance. Nadi, pulse, mutra, urine, mala, stool, jiva, tongue, shabda, speech, sparsha, touch, drak, vision, akruti, appearance. So, Ayurveda practitioner look these 8 ways and after they take diagnose treatment. 2 of the 8 branches of classical Ayurveda deal with surgery, Shalya Chikitsa and Salakya Tantra. However, attaining vitality by building a healthy metabolic system and maintaining good digestion and excretion is given more importance. Ayurveda also focuses on exercise, yoga, and meditation. One type of prescription is a sattvic diet. Ayurveda follows the concept of Dinacharya, healthy lifestyle, which says that natural cycles, waking, sleeping, working, meditation, etc., are important for health. Hygiene, including regular bathing, cleaning of teeth, skin care, and eye washing, is also a central practice. Procedures for treatment: Upakarma, treatment, Lahanga, depleting, Brihana, nourishing. Two type of main treatment: Langan and Bruhan. In Langan, there is a two treatment: Shodhan, purification; Shaman, pacifying. In Shodhan, purification, there is a Panchakarma, five treatment: Vaman, Amazes, Virechan, Purgation, Vasti, Enema, Nasya, Nasal Medication, and Raktamokshan, Bloodletting, and Saman Chikitsa, Pacifying Treatment, Pachana using Digestives, Pachan, Herbs, Deepana, More Fire, Increasing Digestive Fire, Shushta, Hunger, Trishta, Thirst, Vyayam, Exercises, Atapa, Sunlight, Marutha, Wind. This body of ours is a being of beauty, like a temple, clean and pure. It's a sacred pedestal to pour down divinity from above. It's a vehicle and form. So Panchakarma, according to Ayurveda, the technique of Panchakarma eliminates toxic elements from the body. Panchakarma includes Vamana, Virechana, Vasti, Nasya, or Rakta Moksha. Thank you.